U.S. Attorney General John Ashcroft came under congressional pressure today over U.S. policy on the torture of prisoners. Members of the Senate Judiciary Committee questioned Attorney General Ashcroft about reports that the Justice Department advised the White House that the president can legally order interrogators to torture terrorist suspects. The Attorney General said the Bush administration rejects torture, but he refused to comment directly about a memorandum concerning the legality of torture in times of war. Attorney General Ashcroft said the confidential memo would not be available to the committee, nor would he discuss it with Congress confidential advice he gave to the president. This prompted several heated exchanges with members of the committee. Here, Democrat Senator Joseph Biden of Delaware asks Attorney General Ashcroft to articulate his own position on the use of torture.
Do you think that torture might be justified? That's a question to you, not memorandum, just you, John Ashcroft, Attorney General of the United States, highest ranking law enforcement officer in the United States of America, and lawyer. Do you believe in this time of war, torture might be justified and be viewed as constitutional?
Well, first of all, this administration has not ordered or
I'm not asking that, John. I'm not. Well, excuse me. All due respect.
I am not going to issue or otherwise discuss hypotheticals. I'll leave that to the academics.
Okay. Let me see.
This has been.
Do you think this is justified? It's not hypothetical.
You know, that's not a hypothetical. That's a circumstance, and that's the kind of circumstance that. When it is referred to the Justice Department, we investigate, and if there is a basis for prosecution, we would prosecute. And we have investigations.
John, you sound like you're in the State Department.
That are on.
Remember the old days when you were here looking for answers? Remember on this side?
I have a recollection of that.
Yeah, well, my time's up, I can see.
I condemn torture. I think it.
So it's not justified then?
I don't think it's productive, let alone justified.
Well, I don't either. And by the way, there's a reason, I'll conclude by saying, there's a reason why we sign these treaties. To protect my son in the military. That's why we have these treaties. So when Americans are captured, they are not tortured. That's the reason. In case anybody forgets it. That's the reason.
Attorney General Ashcroft, a former senator, was not without his defenders in regards to the memos in question. Republican Senator Jeff Sessions of Alabama applauded the Department of Justice's dedication to protecting the United States, and he defended the Attorney General's statements before the committee.
I understand these leaked memos. Some of them apparently were in draft form. I'm not sure who's seen those memos or whether they were final drafts or not on torture, but I think you are wise not to express an ultimate decision on the absolute ultimate power of a president of the United States to protect the people of this country. But I know this because I was on the Senate Armed Services Committee when we've had extensive hearings on these prisons. Every memorandum, every policy directive from the Department of Defense directed that they should comply with the Geneva Conventions, comply with the laws of the United States, and frankly, it does not enhance the safety of American soldiers, and in fact, I think could endanger them. When we have senators suggest that we've changed Saddam Hussein's prisons to American prisons, and they're no difference. So I feel strongly about that, and I thank you for your service.
Republican Jeff Sessions of Alabama. Attorney General Ashcroft offered this opinion on his appearance before the Senate committee. He said, quote, "We are at war. And for us to discuss all the legal ramifications of the war is not in our best interests, and it has never been in times of war."